Hey everybody, I'm bringing really good news for your consideration today. Today I'm talking about confidence, what it is, and how to gain more of it. Confidence. There are certain times that we all need it. There are also times that we feel we need it or think we may not have enough of it. If you've ever had that feeling of lacking or have been short of the confidence to do something that you wanted or needed to do, then you may want to keep on listening. If you already carry a good amount of confidence, don't close your ears yet. Soon we're going to be talking about solidifying your confidence and entering to higher levels, maintenance, and better using your confidence in work and in life. If you consider yourself to be in the lacking confidence department, the good news is even more bright for you because we can gain it, we can build it, and then we can use it to our advantage. Confidence is not a lifelong, not an either you have it or you don't have it kind of thing. I'm suggesting that we can build it, and then we'll have it, and then we can use it. What is confidence? What is confidence anyway? Let's take a closer look at what confidence is, the benefits of having it, and then how we ourselves can gain it or gain more. Confidence is an internal belief in ourselves. It stems from self-worth. It starts with self-worth, but it can grow by leaps and bounds. Confidence is a tool that we can use every day in how we think about and approach life. Confidence is more than determination. However, determination does lend itself to or pairs well with confidence. It sounds like I'm describing a fine wine, a confidence wine with notes or this or that, and it pairs well with all to produce an accomplished state of being. So my response to that is, Why not? There's a lot of good reasons for us to work on developing more confidence. The payoff ahead for us is big. The benefits of confidence are it makes it easy to handle pressure. It helps you to navigate social situations. It gives others a strong first impression of you. It can lend you more credibility in your life and in your work. It makes you more attractive to others. Let's begin the build. Let's get some more confidence. First, let us level the playing field among us. You know, here's some facts that we can be confident in. We are not perfect. As babies, we all begin in the same place. Babies don't have confidence. They build it. Believing in yourself doesn't mean that you have to be amazing at everything. In fact, confidence is all about having a realistic sense of our own capabilities with room to grow. It's about self-worth, your opinion of yourself. And hear me when I say that self-worth can grow. Get this. Self-worth grows as we grow our confidence. Did anybody gasp at that last statement? Self-worth grows as we grow our confidence. So there's every reason to pursue this. You get a twofer by working to build confidence. Knowing that we'll likely start out slow and that the bar may be low for you is A-okay. I'm going to tell you some ways that we can work on building confidence. First, and I like this one, make a list of your tasks and mark your progress. Why, you think? Well, I'm covering this first one because it's easy. And y'all know I like to celebrate wins. So consider this. We're busy. Life is hard. We're going nonstop. But boy, if we would just slow down long enough to think about it, we're intuitively navigating through life pretty well. And recognizing that is a good first step in building confidence. Let's take a look at it and collect some wins. Let's pause and reflect. It won't take you very long to take note of your daily accomplishments or what you get through each week and give yourself a little pat on the back. Once you get in the habit of marking your progress on routine accomplishments like making the bed or cooking really healthy meals on weeknights, no less. Yeah. Say to yourself, you know, I was on time for that appointment. Recognize when you were there to help a friend. I ran that meeting while Tom was sick, didn't I? Or, okay, another car payment, another rent, mortgage payment, made on time. You can incorporate bigger, long-term goals, too. Maybe you decide to carve out 5 minutes for meditation every single morning for a week or a month. Or maybe you set and made a savings goal, a monthly benchmark, or paid off something. Whatever your interests were or are, set your sights on an achievable goal and stay accountable by tracking your progress and by all means, collect your wins. The second thing you can do is get social. And here is one of the notes of our confidence wine, friendships. Friendships like confidence are not either you have them or you don't kind of thing either. The world is full of diverse groups of people, and your niche, your tribe, your group is out there somewhere. While some folks find it hard to make friends as an adult, and there's a lot written about this, a lot of help online and a lot of how-tos can be found, there's actually tons of outside-the-box ways that you can get involved with your local social scene. Confidence and friendships often go hand in hand. It's easier to feel confident when you're part of a community of people that support you. Now, I've begun to go to meetup groups, for example, and they're filled with folks who like to do the same thing that you do or who are there for the same purpose. Maybe they're attending a how-to class, cooking class, something like that, or how to improve our skills kind of meetup group. Everybody is literally there to build confidence. Don't you see? It takes the heat off. Now, there are more benefits to this scenario that we can apply to other scenarios in our life. Let's say that I return to a meetup group for the second time. I already know the lay of the land, the format, what's going to happen. I might recognize somebody that was there before or be recognized by another person in attendance. I advise you to step into this. You may be doing that other person a great service. Recognizing them or being recognized makes them feel good. You know? And you're both getting a confidence shot in the arm. Plus, it's easier to make new friends when you feel confident enough to try new things. So here's another twofer. Growing your confidence leads to new experiences, the willingness to try new things. Doing supports more doing and offers fertile ground, ample opportunity for confidence building. Third thing I'm going to bring up is get active. Ah, here comes the endorphins. Endorphins are another note of our fine confidence wine. Going out and getting a boost of free stuff is better than gulping Gatorade like they do on commercials and thinking we can all go out now and make that big play. We know that confidence is built by doing. Confidence is not built by sitting on your couch watching other confident people or cartoon characters. If you consider confidence holistically, it makes sense to do the things that make you feel strong or capable or full of endorphins. Even better than this, the activity will take place outdoors. So get yourself another twofer, a healthy dose of vitamin D from the sunshine. Connect yourself with nature and give yourself opportunities to explore. A big part of confidence is feeling like you can handle the stress and anxiety that comes your way. Regular exercise is always one of the top suggestions that you will hear, read, be told for people who are struggling with stress and anxiety. And explore, back to that word explore. I go up to a lot of places just to see and do. And I approach it under the decision that it might be something or it might be nothing. And I even say that to people when I invite them to go with me out to hear some live music or get somebody to agree to try out a new restaurant. It's restaurant week here. Or maybe let's meet up at the food truck rodeo. Someplace new. Might be something, might be nothing. But it's been my experience that I will not have any exploration experiences from my couch either. So go out and do. At least you'll know if it's something or nothing. And you might even get a good story out of it. The fourth thing is acknowledge your fear and let it go. Everybody, even your biggest idol, has failed at one time or another. In my workshops, I make mention of people who perhaps were scared or timid or who pushed through with amazing results. We can also. Did you know that Walt Disney was fired for not being creative enough? He stuck with it. And that Henry Ford declared bankruptcy twice before he made the Ford Motor Company successful? Now, the important part is what happens next. Reflect on what caused you not to meet your goals in the past. If you follow those mental threads long enough, they almost always will lead back to some kind of fear. Now, fear keeps us in stasis, in the same place, and it prevents us from pursuing new experiences and growing in healthy ways. So to combat this fear, don't even try to deny it. In fact, say hello to your fear. Acknowledge that it's there. Talk to it. Give it a name, if you wish. I had a coaching client named Amanda who named her fear Heidi because she said, I feel like that's what my mind's trying to tell me to do all the time, hide when something challenging comes up. So bringing it out into the light is the best way to diminish the power that fear holds on you. Amanda and I talked about Heidi. And we spent some time troubleshooting the scenarios, and we made plans for how to better encounter it the next time. Get a little further. And soon, my client saw Heidi's power diminish, and Amanda took more charge. Insight was gained, she had a plan of action, and she could grow. You know, I coach plenty of people on confidence building in my consulting practice, and we identify it, recognize it, take a different action. We're building confidence, we're practicing, and there's growth. Here's an example that many people will recognize. What about public speaking? Recognized as the number one fear that we have as humans. Can you acknowledge that there may be some fear involved in that? Would you then make a plan to improve? Join a Toastmasters group, where, by the way, everyone's working on the same thing. And a big part of that is confidence. If you desire to be more artistic, but maybe the fear there is fear of judgment stopping you from pursuing creativity, could you try some of the arts and crafts events, maybe hosted by your local library, where everybody will be on the same playing field and trying to develop a skill and confidence? Or how about a class at the craft supply store? It's a level playing field, same starting point, same goal. The fifth way to increase your confidence is to be a leader. Now, this returns to the fact that none of us were born confident. Leaders are not born, they are made. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and run for office or become a CEO or be one. We needn't be the best or be in charge. There's a lot of normal, quiet leadership opportunities that will enable confidence to grow. For example, teach what you know. Do you know how to tie a shoe or ride a bike or install an app on your smartphone? Could you teach that to somebody? And maybe somebody had enough confidence to teach it to you. You could orient the newcomer, maybe at church or that volunteer gig or on the job. You know, consider, if you will, your workplace. You know that job function called reception? You can do a lot with reception to make somebody feel comfortable. You actually receive them. You acknowledge their presence, and you enable them to understand what comes next. Because of your confidence, you can help somebody else feel more confident. Mentally, you can mentor somebody formally or informally. Perhaps you formally mentor or supervise somebody. Informally, it could be that second time at the event, but you can recognize and greet people or help the newbie out. That builds confidence because we know now confidence is built by doing. And be an upperclassman. Sometimes just being an upperclassman is leadership. You know? As an underclassman, didn't you watch the upperclassmen? Even in elementary school, didn't you follow the others to the cafeteria and watch how all that worked? And then it became easy peasy going to the cafeteria after a while, and you built that confidence right then and there. And so it continues. The sixth thing you can do is to maintain your confidence muscle. Yep, confidence is a muscle. Got to build it, got to maintain it. Just like athletes, we need to train. We find or we're taught that which works for us, and so we keep it up. We got to maintain our confidence muscles and consider it. Consider confidence to be a muscle. Got to build it, got to maintain it. Because there's always going to be a next. There's always going to be something to conquer or pursue, whether it's a personal pursuit or goal, or maybe it's a leisure activity you'd like to learn, or a trip to go somewhere new, or just feel a little bit better about being with that group of people that you often encounter. A ready confidence will have you ready for your next adventure. And if you happen to be in the service profession or are a small business entrepreneur, I encourage you to check out the offerings of my next training, the Midwinter Marketing Series, which is designed for practitioners and professionals. I dedicate one of the three workshops in that series to confidence, an entire session on that. And details can be found, if you're interested, on my website, nancyruffner.com, or you can contact me. I'll also put a link for more information below this video. Speakers will often summarize at the end of a presentation so that folks will remember key takeaways. And I'm no different here. What must we hold key with respect to this topic of confidence? Confidence. No one is born with it. Confidence is built. Confidence is a muscle to build and to maintain. We can mark our progress and collect our wins. You know, begin with baby steps, and might be recognition. You know, recognizing that, oh, I did that, and give yourself that pat on the back. Collect your wins. You know, I love to celebrate. So note when you have been confident, or when you're working on it and you became more confident, celebrate. Celebrate. And then use your confidence to help other people and celebrate that some more. You got to be in motion to develop confidence. Remember, we don't find it on the couch or while on the couch. We got to train that confidence muscle so we can maintain it. And confidence is built by doing. We got to be in motion to find opportunities to grow or to try things or achieve and then display our confidence by using it. I have a lot to say about the topic of confidence. What I've shared today is totally separate from what I'm sharing in the workshops. This is in addition to. Let me close also with by offering a suggestion. Let's use our confidence to help others. We can both learn and use confidence by serving. Service to others means thinking of somebody other than ourselves. Yep, this confidence thing may be an inside job, and it probably is while we're making the decision to gain more or while we're working to grow more. But what I'm talking about here is where we can grow it. Recognizing opportunities. Simply looking beyond ourselves to somebody who may have a challenge and help them. Just being of service. You can grow confidence by looking outside of yourself. For example, you're in a store and you're not only approaching the door to either exit or enter, you're now noticing that somebody else is near. An elder maybe, or somebody encumbered by packages or wielding a stroller. Can you hold the door for them? Can you feel good about the fact that you just recognized an opportunity and with confidence you used what you knew how to do to help somebody else? The last consideration for our topic today can be about humility, quiet confidence, doing the right thing, and feeling good about it. Confidence is built by doing. Until our next time together, be well, everybody.